from KQED.
This is Forum. I'm Michael Krasny.
At first I was afraid, I was petrified. I kept thinking I could never live without you by my side.
Well, some of you indeed probably recognize that song, I Will Survive. Originally hailing from Sacramento, California, alternative rock band Cake is known for its eclectic influences. The singer John McRae's distinctive voice and often sarcastic lyrics. Oakland resident McRae is with us in studio. We're going to hear some live music from him and also discuss the band's latest album, which is called Showroom of Compassion. Talk about his career, his political work, and much more. John, good to have you here. Welcome.
It's great to be here.
Well, let's go back to the founding of this group, 1992 in Sacramento, and it's been called alternative rock. It's been called geek rock. What do you call it?
I don't really have to call it anything. I'm glad that's not my job. We used to call it high impact, easy listening music.
I like that. That has a good sound to it. But you know, it's. I was interested in reading about some of the you talk about influences. Golden Gate Quartet, I was reading, and
they're great.
Sly and the Family Stone. I mean, those sounds kind of are melded in some respect as catalysts. Or?
Yeah, I mean, we like music where the machine is not more powerful than the human element, and so a lot of that tends to be older music. We don't have in our music the aural equivalent of deforestation going on. And I think that while that's interesting and on a hormonal level, it's maybe not sustainable. So, so we have a sort of philosophy of less is more. Turning the amplifier up to 11 is actually not subversive. It's the same thing that Exxon is doing. So...
That's the old Jerry Brown philosophy, less is more, remember, from the previous governor incarnation. And speaking of Jerry Brown, you guys are from Sacramento, which you've called a theater of the absurd, but also sometimes a very poetic place. How did the state capital shape you?
Well, I grew up in Berkeley, and I had to move to Sacramento as a teenager, and I really hated it at first. But I grew to appreciate it gradually, very gradually.
What did you appreciate?
Well, I appreciated the, excuse me, the sort of the humility of it, the sort of matte finish approach to life. It's not a glamorous place, and I think that's a really good thing. It's a sustainable thing in some ways.
So Berkeley's not a humble place by contrast.
Well, you know, Berkeley is a place that is more, I think, glamorous than Sacramento. Certainly, more about ideas, intellect. Sacramento is an interesting combination, though. It's a working farm town that's been sort of haphazardly converted into a political hub. So, in cities like that, you get a combination of naivete and incredible cynicism, and it's an interesting combination.
So you've been some of your lyrics have been called cynical. Is that where that comes from, Sacramento?
Yeah, but I don't think that really encapsulates it because I mean that's maybe one song may sound cynical to somebody, but I think there's also sincerity housed within that same song. There's in a way comedy and tragedy are sitting together on the same sofa, talking about it. Hopefully. Some people get that. I think some people understand that. But we're not just about being cynical.
Where did the name Cake come from?
We like the phonetics of the word. You know, Marie Antoinette passed. We thought about it for a minute, but it really was about phonetics. Had all the phonetic power of words that I can't say on the radio without that kind of baggage.
Yeah, I appreciate the self-censorship. You have kind of an average guy's image, Cake, don't you?
Well, I don't know if that's an image. I think it's an aesthetic.
You cultivate it.
Well, I think maybe we could just say we didn't cultivate another more flashy image.
Actually, you make fun of some of those flashier images, which is one of the things I like. you became a little bit, well, maybe not flashy. You certainly put your name up on the marquee with Distance. That was really a turning point, wasn't it?
Yeah, here in the United States, that was a really big song. We were surprised, though, traveling to other countries, that that song didn't really make a dent, which is interesting to me because it is a very American song. It's kind of got an athletic.
Here at a sporting event,
it's got an athletic satisfaction. Yeah. It's a sports encouragement anthem for some people, but in other countries, we visited Turkey, and it was a completely different song. It was perhaps. So.
This was written by, in fact, Greg Brown, your guitarist, is no longer part of
Kay. Yeah. He actually played, though, on our most recent album that we released on our own label last year.
Yeah, talk about that. It's really a first for the band on your own label, isn't it?
Yeah. Folks told us that we would be crushed like a bug if we tried that. And, happily we were not. We survived that potential misstep. We just found a distribution channel, and we started our own label. And given the period of precipitous decline and instability in the music business, we just couldn't trust 2.5 years of our labor to somebody else who works at a record company in New York.
And so is that working out better, do you think?
I think it is temporarily. I mean, I'm optimistic temporarily.
Well, you were number one, in fact.
We were number one for a minute. That was very unusual for us. It's not something that we were prepared for.
You could have blinked and missed it.
That's right. Well, I mean, it was great. What it was really about for me is just that we had a relationship with our listeners, and they trusted us enough to actually, purchase our album before actually listening to the whole thing. They hadn't felt duped in the past.
You feel somewhat pessimistic about the future of the music industry in terms of duping and all that?
Yeah, I do. I think that content workers generally have to figure out who they are and where they stand and whether they need to organize or not.
We're talking, if you just joined us, with John McRae of Cake, and he's sitting here with his guitar, and I'm going to prevail on you, if I may, to play something just so people can familiarize themselves if they're not already aware of the sound that you have. This first thing is called Mexico. Tell us about it.
Oh, it's just a sort of a country song. It's, it's in 3/4. I feel like 3/4 was something... 3/4 time was something that disappeared in the 20th century, and I think that's very telling. It's a very stately rhythm, and it's gone in popular culture.
So here it is, 3/4, the Pride of Sacramento doing Mexico.
I had a match, but she had a lighter. I had a flame, but she had a fire. I was bright, but she was much brighter. I was high, but she was the sky. Oh, baby, I was bound for Mexico. Oh, baby, I was bound to let you go. Oh, oh. Uh-huh. Ah-da-da. I don't know much about Cinco de Mayo. I'm never sure what it's all about. But I say I want you, and you don't believe me. You say you want me, but I've got my doubts. Oh, baby, I was bound for Mexico. Oh, baby, I was bound to let you go. Whoa, whoa. I had a match,
but she had a lighter eye flame. But she had a fire. I was bright, but she was much brighter. I was high, but she was the sky. Oh, baby, I was bound for Mexico. Oh, baby, I was bound to let you go. Oh, oh. Da, da, da.
Very nice. Very nice indeed. I like the intro. I like the da-das. You got a kind of epic narrative in there, too. I mean, it's a love song, really.
Yeah, it's a sad love song, I think.
Yeah,
it's not cynical, I don't think.
No, not at all. The sadness comes through in your voice as well as the sweetness. Let me open up the phone lines here. Cake fans or those of you who are listening who would like to join us, you're certainly cordially invited to do that now. Our toll-free number is available to you. And let me tell you how you can call and join the program if you have questions or comments for John McRae. It's 866-733-6786, and we do welcome your involvement in the program, so feel free to join us now at our toll-free number, 866-733-6786. Other ways to join us, by email, forum@kqed.org, or post any questions or comments you have on our website by going to kqed.org/forum and click on the segment, or go to our Facebook page. And here's Alex, who writes, I saw you in Davis last fall. Fantastic show. It featured copious amounts of your dancing around with a Vibra Slap. What an excellent accessory. Do you have one in studio? Keep up the good work.
I don't have one. It's too bad.
What you do have, though, I know I saw that video of distance. There are bears and tigers. It's almost like Wizard of Oz. And then there are rabbits. There's that big rabbit in one of your videos.
They're facets of the human psyche.
You're dipping into the unconscious.
That's
there,
right.
Into the well of the unconscious. Knowing more, I'm told, for your sardonic love songs than that kind of sad love song.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a hopelessness to the sardonic as well. I think it's part sad, part funny, I think.
I was also reminded of something else in one of your videos, is that Love You Madly video. We had Phyllis Diller and Rick James in that.
Yeah, that was an interesting thing, getting them together. And the Frugal Gourmet was there, too.
How many times would those three be together?
Not very often.
I wouldn't think so. How did that happen?
We were trying to avoid doing a music video with, five white guys in an Urban Decay setting, lip-syncing, and we just didn't want to do a music video. So we were finding excuses or ways out of it, and it occurred to us that we could make a cooking video and with celebrity judges.
Well, you cooked that up well. Here's Rick. I'm sorry about
that's
that.
That's all right.
Here's Rick, who says, I'm a fan of Cake and would like to ask about the remake of War Pigs and the many different video versions and the little ditty at the end. And last question, your thoughts on YouTube and its effect on music and the royalties.
Oh, well, I think it's great to have such easy access to culture. It's incredible. It's great that people are feeling creative to make their own videos to songs that they like. But I think that one of the things that's been missed, especially in the tech sector, is just the idea that musicians and content providers have to eat food. And so a lot of my
that's one thing they missed.
Yeah. And it's not, there's certainly not a lot of transparency in how they pay artists, but that's nothing new. I mean, certainly that's been that way for centuries.
It was better than it used to be when they would take the title and put their names down as the composer or the author of the piece.
I think that's just around the corner, actually.
Yeah, I think that's coming.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get some callers on for you. And Connor's our first caller up from Berkeley. Hi, Connor.
Hi there. Yeah, I just wanted to comment that I'm, 25 now, and I've been a Cake fan since I was probably 13 in high school. And I just wanted to say just thank you very much for all the music you make. It's really meant a lot to me growing up. And I saw you, God, maybe 7 years ago at an outdoor concert in Atlanta, Georgia. It was pouring down rain, and you made the comment that you guys were going out onto your own record label and that we might not ever hear from you again. And I'm certainly glad you're still around.
Hey, thanks for the support. We so appreciate that. Thank you so much.
And they're still around, as you can tell. Let me get another caller on here from Oakland. Jessica, hi.
Hi. I had a similar experience with Connor with that. I started listening to you when I was about 13 also, and then...
Wait, excuse me. Is this making you feel older, John?
It gives me an eerie feeling because of the number 13.
And people who say to me, I've been listening to you since I was a little kid, and they're already graying, you know.
Yeah.
I just got my first gray hair. What do you know? but I, you know, it reminded me of coming home after prom with my first boyfriend, and I just had this immense emotion with him. And we got in the car, and we were listening to that album with Mexico on it, and... I got chills just hearing you sing it now and thinking about how I've had those same feelings about him that you're singing about in the song. It was just really beautiful. So I'd also like to thank you for your contribution to, you know, the soundtrack of my life.
Thank you, Jessica.
Thanks, Jessica.
We'll hear another song from John in a moment. But first, I want to bring Kelly Corrigan on, New York Times bestselling author of The Middle Place and Lift and a creator of Notes and Words, which is a benefit for Children's Hospital in Oakland. Also, I should mention, John McRae is going to be there. Kelly Corrigan, also former student of Michael Krasny. Hi, Kelly.
Hi. How are you, Professor Krasny?
Okay. well, I'm Michael on the radio, as you well know. Tell us about this event. John's going to be there, and this is for Children's Hospital. It's all exciting, huh?
Yeah, it's great. It's smart, satisfying entertainment with a purpose.
And how can people find out more, and who else is going to be there?
NotesandWords.org, it's all there. This is our third annual. We'll have 1,600 people at the Fox, which is an incredible venue. And it'll be Michael Chabon, who is Pulitzer Prize winner of Cavalier and Clay. Obviously, I'm sure your whole listenership knows him. Anne Lamott. John Hodgman, who is on The Daily Show as a contributor and now has a page in the Sunday New York Times Magazine. Myself, and then Cake, which is... the dream come true for us. I mean, my husband and I have seen Cake 5 times, I'm sure. My kids know the words.
So this is the icing on the cake, so to speak.
This is the icing on the cake.
Sorry.
He's high IQ and high integrity, and we feel so lucky that he said yes to us.
Now, why did you say yes, John? I mean, is this a cause of yours, Children's Hospital, or is it something that matters deeply to you, or how does that work?
Well, you know, we'd like to see... we're pro-medicine, we're pro-hospitals. We think all these things are very important, obviously, and Oakland is important to us as well. So, and I knew that you would say icing on the cake, by the way.
Yeah, well, you always could tell a cornball ahead of time. Kelly, the website again is?
Notesandwords.org.
Okay, good to have you, and good luck with this.
Thank you so much. We got to get you there one year.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for the good work you do, too.
Sure.
We're going to have more of your calls coming in, but first I'm going to lean on John again to do another number. This is Shadow Stabbing. Tell us a little bit about it before you play.
Oh, it's an old song that I wrote with a friend of mine years ago. I think I wrote it when I was probably 19 years old or so. So it's a chestnut. Yeah, I don't really have that much to say about it.
Okay, let's hear the chestnut.
Adjectives on the typewriter. He moves his words like a prize fighter. The frenzied pace of the mind inside the cell. The man on the street might just as well be. The man on the street might just as well. The man on the street might just as well be. Outside, outside the walls, out there you don't hear the echoes and calls. But the steel eye, tight jaw, say it out, say it out. But the white paint, plastic saints, say it out, 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 say somebody got to say it out. I'm so nervous, I'm so tense, my heart can't forget about this self-defense. When the air is so hot and my breath comes fast, I thumb the cool blade, but I know this can't last. But outside, outside the walls, out there you don't hear the echoes and calls. But the steel eye,
tight jaw. Say it out, but the white paint, plastic saints, say it out, 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 say somebody got to say it out. Adjectives on the typewriter, he moves his words like a prize fighter. The frenzied pace of the mind inside the cell. The man on the street might just as well be the man on the street, might just as well. The man on the street might just as well be.
All right, very good. Where does a song like that come from?
Well, playing around on the guitar and, you know, putting things together that shouldn't go together and eventually finding things that fit.
It's like a puzzle in the
it
way
is.
You're describing it, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to go to more calls for you. Here's Jorge, though, who writes, not only am I a huge fan of cake, but the benefit means so much to me because my son was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes 13 years ago and was at Children's Hospital in Oakland for 1 week. Thank you, love you, John, with about 50 exclamation marks. And Molly writes, I first saw cake in Lawrence, Kansas in the early 90s when they had the rock and roll lifestyle song. I had a roommate at a private school in SoCal who fit that song to a T. I feel like I've grown and matured with you as you and your music have. Every album you have reminds me of a major growth period in my life. The most recent is having a child. Thank you for providing happiness, humor, and reflection. More than anything, thank you for your fabulous music and harmony. It makes me want to dance. That's about one of the highest compliments a musician can get, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah, that's huge. Keep... Thank you so much.
Here's a Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania caller. Sarita, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, thank you. Join us.
I first of all, I'm a huge fan. My daughter and I actually made it into the winter video, which was probably the best thing that ever happened to us ever. So thanks for doing that. But what I'm asking about is your Facebook page. I'm wondering who maintains it, how you react to the fans. I've seen a lot of, you know, pretty vitriolic responses to your more political posts. Just kind of wondering what your motivation is with your social networking and, you know, what your reaction is to that.
Are you upset?
Oh, my God, no. I think it's great.
I just want to...
And I actually like it when people get worked up and say mean things.
Yeah.
Like, shut up. But I think, you know, I'm just curious, you know, it's not...
Well, now you got me curious. What breeds the vitriol? what is the nature of the vitriol?
Well, you know, I mean, when cake music posts environmental or even just generically political posts, they get a lot of angry comments. You're musicians. You shouldn't be commenting on politics. You shouldn't. You know, your opinion doesn't matter. Who cares what you think? That kind of thing.
Well, first of all, most of our posts, we don't really tell people what we think. We actually ask questions and. Albeit they are probably slanted.
Pointed questions.
Yeah, exactly. But I think that there is a question mark on the end of most of the sentences. And so I think that there's that. And then also, I'm not sure if people who are, you know, do we have a list of occupations that are not allowed to express political sentiments? Or, I mean, is that what it's come to? I understand that there have been some silly things said by Hollywood actors over the years, but I think that that shouldn't create a scenario in which no one is allowed to speak about.
So what's at the top of your political schema? I mean, Facebook or otherwise, what do you care about the most, or what would be, you know, the most preeminent kind of topic politically for you?
Well, it's not that I care about the environment more than I care about other issues, but I think it's a very fundamental issue. In other words, you need clean air in order to have a protest about some other issue. And so water and air and working ecosystems seems like a really good way forward. I think it's just so fundamental and also so generally ignored.
Let me thank Sarita for the call, and we'll bring another caller on. Matt, that's you. Welcome, Matt.
Yeah. Hi. I was in Williams-Sonoma back in 1997, and I met your drummer, And I wanted to talk about birds falling past bedroom windows and stuff, but all he wanted to talk about was food. And we talked about torts and cakes and the differences, and he wanted to get into...
torts or tarts?
Torts.
Oh, okay.
Torts. It's like a cake without flour.
Yeah, right.
And now it never dawned on me, you know, the name of your band is Cake, and then you just mentioned the Frugal Gourmet being in one of your videos, and I'm wondering, is this an intentional thing? Are you all foodies? What's going on?
No, we're
actually, do have backyard chickens, right?
I do, but it's really we weren't thinking of cake as a noun so much as a verb. So we were thinking you cake a dried banana on your corduroy trousers, or mud is caked on the bottom of your shoes type of thing. So I think that the fact that our drummer wanted to talk about food so much was probably the fact that he was in a place that was about food, right?
Yeah.
So he probably didn't want to talk about his job right then.
right. Okay.
Thank you, Matt. I'm glad we got that straight. By the way, you can see John McRae and Cake on April 28th at Oakland's Fox Theater, a benefit again for Children's Hospital in Oakland. And is it just you or is it Cake?
It's the whole band.
It's the whole band, yeah. I want to thank Kelly Corrigan, who's with us talking about that earlier. And wish you the best of luck. And what's next for you and the group?
Well, we'll probably make one more album and then see what happens. Release it on our own label again.
Well, I wish you the best. And I mean, it's kind of daring new territory to do it on your own label. It took some guts. So congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for spending this time with us and for playing and singing for us.
Thank you for having me.
John McRae, again, singer and co-founder of Cake. And once again, April 28th, Oakland's Fox Theater, a benefit for Children's Hospital. We're here with you Monday through Friday, 9 to 11, with an hour repeated 10 to 11 in the evening. And you can always let us know what you think about what you hear on Forum by emailing us, forum@kqed.org, or go to our Facebook page or go to our website, kqed.org/forum. We're hearing Cake as we go out here. And I want to thank our senior editor, Dan Zoll, and our producers, Judy Campbell and Christina Russo, and our interns, Keith Manconi, Ernesto Morales, Dana Verinsky, and Catalina Villegas. I'm Michael Krasny.
Funds for the production of Forum are provided by the members of KQED Public Radio and the Germanicos Foundation and the Generosity Foundation in honor of Louise and Claude Rosenberg.